Plaudit Yourself by Rex Stout. Copyright 1959 by Rex Stout. This recording of the full-length reading of Plaudit Yourself was published by arrangement with the estate of Rex Stout and was produced in 1996 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. This book is read by Michael Pritchard. Chapter 1. I divide the books Nero Wolfe reads into four grades, A, B, C, and D. If, when he comes down to the office from the plant rooms at 6 o'clock, he picks up his current book and opens to his place before he rings for beer, and if his place was marked with a thin strip of gold, 5 inches long and an inch wide, which was presented to him some years ago by a grateful client, the book is an A. If he picks up the book before he rings, but his place was marked with a piece of paper, it is a B. If he rings and then picks up the book, and he had dog-eared a page to mark his place, it is a C. If he waits until Fritz has brought the beer and he has poured to pick up the book, and his place was dog-eared, it's a D. I haven't kept score, but I would say that of the 200 or so books he reads in a year, not more than 5 or 6 get an A. At 6 o'clock that Monday afternoon in May, I was at my desk, checking the itemization of expenses that was to accompany the bill going to the Spooner Corporation for a job we had just finished, when the sound came of his elevator jolting to a stop and his footsteps in the hall. He entered, crossed to the oversized made-to-order chair behind his desk, sat, picked up Why the Gods Laugh by Philip Harvey, opened to the page marked with the strip of gold, read a paragraph, and reached to the button at the edge of his desk without taking his eyes from the page. As he did so, the phone rang.